celebration and goodwill. And this is how some of you around the country marked the day. It's a good time to reflect on just how lucky we are here in Aotearoa. Most of us were able to spend time with our loved ones without restrictions, while COVID limited Yuletide gatherings for millions of others around the world. Yvonne Tahana has more on our first Christmas under the shadow of COVID-19.
The sweet, sweet sounds of Christmas. But don't be deceived, because these two Baluan faithful from three different churches are really in a battle to see who can, just casually, be the best carolers.
I plan to our church to be like a fierce coming on that competition.
The year has been a very hard year for us. We thank God for protecting us.
Children with a word about another big man, Santa.
He ate all the cookies.
Some got going earlier. Karaoke on Christmas Eve for this family.
I think this is
but to burn off
warm
some
enough
gifts, some got
perfect. It's perfect.
Give some rest.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh yeah, that's great.
From a new tractor to a new outfit, everyone with something to celebrate.
Okay, so Bill, how many rums have you had so far today? Yeah, so far, it is only breakfast time.
Lunch at Auckland City Mission meant a time to come together.
From human to human, you are important. Your dignity is raised. So when people leave here with a smile on their face, it's not just a smile of a full belly.
A wind up in West Auckland and court. A Sri Lankan Christmas complete with all the trimmings. Chicken curry, prawn curry, eggplant curry.
What's the one thing you'd recommend here?
Curry. The sentiment today, one of goodwill. Celebrating the freedom we've earned this year. E te iwi, huri ho e te motu, mere kuhimete. Yvonne Tahana, One News.
Well, thousands of Kiwis are experiencing Christmas in a new way this year, inside managed isolation. More than 5,500 people are waiting out their mandatory 14 days in 32 facilities across New Zealand. Andrew McFarlane caught up with some of them.
A Christmas unlike any other.
This is our last day.
Visiting loved ones in managed isolation who've returned home.
Yeah. See you tonight.
Those inside are counting down the days.
So honestly, it's a small place to pay to see the family, and there's no other option. It's either you do this and have 2 weeks of, you know, lockdown, or you don't see them at all.
But just because they're not at home doesn't mean they're missing out on the Christmas spirit or dinner.
So some Christmas ham, some roast vegetables, stuff like that, a little velvet cake.
Jess is one of the lucky ones getting out of MIQ today.
I've actually made this masterpiece for the staff. That's what I've been doing. And I'm not going to lie, I also have a glass of celebratory wine.
She's appreciative she's not the only one spending Christmas in a less than ideal way.
Like, I know I'm lucky that I get to see my family today. So just wanted to give a shout out to all the people working in isolation and at the border or who don't get to see their family.
While many Defence Force staff are stationed at isolation facilities, some are having a white Christmas overseas.
Merry Christmas from Antarctica!
Others in a climate that feels a lot more like home.
I'm out. See you soon.
Megan has been in Juba in South Sudan for the last few months.
It's my second Christmas away. I have spent a Christmas in Kabul as well.
And it wouldn't be the silly season without the old family fight.
I have volunteered to make a pavlova and show the Aussies how Kiwis make pav. We've had a few disagreements on what is Australian and what is Kiwi. And I must say that they were very upset the other day when they realised that Farlac was actually a New Zealand force and not Australian.
With many countries still reporting fresh COVID cases, the message from someone in the thick of it.
Remember how lucky you are to be living in New Zealand.
A message of gratitude, it's never been more important. Andrew McFarlane, One News.
Others expected to be at home for Christmas, but that wasn't an option for some people affected by flooding and wildfires. Kate Nicol-Williams caught up with some of those who've lost their homes or were forced to spend the holiday elsewhere.
Santa's presents are extra special for Indy Bradley this year.
Santa might have known that my trees got lost in a flood and he meant to give me some extra ones.
Last month, her Plimerton home was left uninhabitable by flash flooding.
We were like, why are the fire departments there? And we looked out my window, there was flooding all over.
We were hoping to put up the Christmas tree and have a nice, easy Christmas and a wee holiday and then kind of start again to the following year afresh.
They're grateful Nana could take them in, but up the road, their house remains empty, needing a lengthy process to lift the house by a metre so they can rebuild next year.
Because the water was so highly contaminated, we literally had to strip everything out.
What locals here really want for Christmas is an upgrade of their failing stormwater system, saying they feel unsafe every time there's heavy rainfall. Wellington Water is reviewing the situation.
Flooding damage has also forced 45 households in Napier to spend Christmas in temporary accommodation.
Having an adversely impacted whānau that are living in hotels or motels or holiday parks is difficult, but what we want to do is try to add in a bit of Christmas spirit and cheer, and that's been a big part of Hawke's Bay businesses, local government and schools coming together.
Down south, Lake Oho resident Norman Mackay lost his house in 28 years in a wildfire in October.
The flood was not going to affect us. We lived in fear of the fire.
He's looking forward to moving back there with his partner to a new home next year. But today's about celebrating with friends in Twizel.
I'm glad that we're not a lockdown like Europe is. We can at least celebrate with family and friends, which we can do. And I hope that next year, 2021, is an even better year for all of us.
Keeping positive despite this year's hard times. Kate Nicol-Williams, One News.